It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
The Philadelphia Eagles will play the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52 on February 4th. It's the Eagles' first trip to the Super Bowl since 2004. The Philadelphia Eagles are the biggest Super Bowl underdogs since 2009.
Did you watch any of the games yesterday, Alex?
I did. I watched both, and I had no idea what was going on. But go Pats! Because
yeah,
they're hot.
I was hoping the Jaguars were going to beat the Patriots. Oh, God, I hate Tom Brady.
Oh, I love the Patriots. They're my favorite NFL team only because they have, like, the hottest dudes.
It's like saying the same movie over and over again, like, every year for the Super Bowl.
But see, I feel like I saw somebody tweet this last night, and I retweeted it. I was like, that is so true. I feel like if you don't like the Patriots, you just don't like winning.
That's not true.
I only stand legends. Dynasty. The Patriots and Taylor Swift, baby. Woo, Pat Nation!
2 more weeks till we get a new coach, by the way. So is that. Are you
yeah,
excited?
Yeah, I know. Yes, because then maybe the Colts will actually win some games. Oh, did I just say that?
They're not gonna.
This is day 3 of a U.S. government shutdown as Republicans and Democrats failed to reach a deal on Sunday night in an olive branch to the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he would seek to bring forward legislation involving DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, if enough Democrats vote to reopen the government. But no such vote has taken place, although one was scheduled for today at noon Eastern. Republicans only control 51 seats in the chamber and therefore need Democrats to reach 60 votes in order to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government for 3 weeks. Ed Sheeran is engaged. The Shape of You singer took to Instagram to announce his engagement to girlfriend Cherry Seaborn. He wrote, "Got myself a fiance just before the new year." Sheeran and Seaborn have been dating since 2015 and were childhood friends who went to high school together. Ed Sheeran revealed that he will give up his music career once he starts a family. If he sticks to that plan, he has 4 more years of music before he swaps for parenthood. And honestly, that's probably best because he's running out of mathematic signs for his album.
He's gonna start doing this is called long division.
Yeah, quadratic equations. I don't know what he's gonna say, because he literally, I think, has used up his fourth one now.
Ed,
I don't know if he has any more left. That he
Ed
can...
Sheeran's brand new album. It's called Pi.
Yeah, what in the world? So there's that. The 24th annual Screen Actors Guild Awards were handed out Sunday night. 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, won the award for best performance by a cast in a motion picture. On the TV side, This Is Us was a surprise winner for best drama series ensemble, beating Emmy winner The Handmaid's Tale, while Veep won the award for Best Comedy Series Ensemble. At the SAG Awards, while accepting his Lifetime Achievement Award, Morgan Freeman stopped his speech to tell someone in the front row to stop talking.
These moments in your life, hey, I'm talking to you. Yeah. Hey. Okay, well, you just stand out.
How damn rude. Not just any award, hey, we won the sound mixing award. It's like a lifetime honor award or something like that, and you're talking over Morgan Freeman?
I would genuinely bury myself alive if I was called out by Morgan Freeman like that. That has got to be the most painstakingly embarrassing, horrible thing to ever happen to that person.
And I mean, you know what's happening. It's not the person's presenting it and talking. You see he won, he's walking up there, you know you're supposed to be looking that way.
Right. Scarlett Johansson is being criticized after blasting James Franco in a speech at the Women's March in L.A., despite previously defending Woody Allen and saying that child abuse allegations against the director were all guesswork. Scarlett said, "I want my pin back, by the way." The comment referred to the Time's Up pin that Franco wore at the Golden Globe Awards on January 7th, inspiring 5 accusers to come forward, charging him as a hypocrite. Olivia Munn is denying reports that she recently went on a romantic dinner date with Chris Pratt by sharing her text messages with his ex, Anna Faris. Munn used her Instagram story to shoot down talk that Anna was upset with her for dating Chris. Olivia's message to Anna read, "So, I would never respond to random tabloid stories, but since we know each other, I wanted to reach out to you personally to tell you the story about me and Chris dating, that it has 0% truth. I'm sure you already know it's not true, or maybe you didn't care. Either way, but I just wanted to reach out personally to tell you it's not true." Anna then responded, "Hi! Oh my God, this town is so effing crazy. You were so sweet to text. I love you. Having said that, if you were my new sister-in-law, I would be thrilled. Let's please catch up soon." Obviously, I think Anna's joking because
totally kidding around.
Olivia, if she was dating Chris, would not be her sister-in-law. None of that makes sense. So either Anna has no idea how a family tree works, or she's totally being funny and joking, which I choose to think it's the latter. Cardi B recently talked about why some people have been calling her transphobic and why people may think that.
I keep getting called transphobic, because 2 years ago I used the word tranny. But this is my thing, right? I didn't know that that was a word that you cannot use, especially because my trans friends use it.
Taylor Swift made a fan's wedding day extra special. She gave the couple a bouquet of flowers along with a personalized note wishing them all of the love and happiness. The couple said Taylor's song Love Story was the anthem of their relationship since they were introduced and started dating while in high school. Some of the lyrics from the song even went into the marriage proposal. That little fact really touched Swift's heart, which is why she wanted to send the couple a special gift. She wrote, "Lexi and Brittany, you have no idea how honored I am that Love Story has been such a big part of your love story. I am absolutely thrilled that Lexi said yes. Have a magical wedding day and hopefully I can meet you both soon. Love, Taylor." She's such an angel. There's nobody better than her.
Devil in angel's wings.
That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can check out the garbage, radionowindy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, it's on our Instagram. Go follow it, Joe and Alex Show.